Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome back to Straight Talk About Vision Loss, and we hope that you're having a wonderful summer 2008. We have just returned from the National Convention, the annual gathering of the National Federation of the Blind. This year was in Dallas, Texas, and we had a tremendous convention, many new activities, and many thousands of blind people, parents of blind children, friends, family from around the country who came together for what we really consider is our annual family reunion. And if you haven't been to one of our conventions, I encourage you to make sure that you're with us next year in Detroit. And it really is a family reunion, and that's kind of our theme today is family and parents. At our national convention this year, we unveiled some very exciting activities, one of which is our Braille Readers Are Leaders literacy campaign. In 2009, the U.S. Mint will be producing a silver dollar coin commemorating the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, and the proceeds of that coin will come to the National Federation of the Blind to support Braille literacy programs. At the convention, we unveiled with the director of the U.S. Mint, Ed Moy, unveiled the design of the Louis Braille commemorative coin, and I have here a pin, which is the National Federation of the Blind Braille Readers Are Leaders pin to promote our campaign and the design of the coin. And we'll put up an image to show you closer up what the coin's going to look like. The coin is one piece of our campaign to change the understanding, increase awareness of Braille literacy and the importance of that. And so we'll have some Straight Talk episodes coming up talking about Braille literacy, our coin and literacy campaign, and the many activities that we want to do to demonstrate that, in fact, Braille readers are leaders. You can tune in on the NFB website to some of the highlights of our national convention, including Dr. Maurer's outstanding banquet speech, as well as the presidential report, and a number of other wonderful presentations about activities throughout the Federation. One of the things that happens at the convention is we have our division meetings, and our divisions elect new officers, and there's always a lot of excitement. This year we had something very special, and that is we had the 25th anniversary of our National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. The Parents of Blind Children division is one of our largest divisions in the National Federation of the Blind, and it's really where we bring children, their families, into the NFB, and we raise them up there. And the parents of blind children really get their education from the members of the NFB and the opportunity to be integrated into the largest organization of blind people. And the Parents of Blind Children is the leading advocacy organization in conjunction with the Federation for parents who have blind children. Besides having a spectacular anniversary this year, we actually also had a change in leadership. Barbara Cheadle, who has long been the president of our parents division, stepped aside and is now working on supporting and grooming new leadership. And so it's my pleasure today to have with us the new president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children to talk with us about her vision for the future, her experience with the National Federation of the Blind, and some about our parent outreach initiatives within the Jernigan Institute. So let's go meet Carrie Gilmer. All right, here we are with Carrie Gilmer. Carrie, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Mark.
Carrie, you have been around the National Federation of the Blind for a little while, but many of our viewers may not necessarily be familiar with who you are and what your background is and your story. Can you share a little bit about who you are?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and my husband Philip Richardson is a high school band director. We have four children, ages 26, 23, 17, and 10. And my blind child is Jordan, often known as Jordan's mom. And he's 17 now, about to start his senior year in high school. And I was a at-home mother for many years, and as my youngest child was getting ready for kindergarten, I was searching to restart my work life, my career life, and it happened that there was an opening for a secretary at one of our NFB training centers in Minneapolis, Blind Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And so I was a secretary there the last 5 years, and really enjoyed working there. And it was really a great learning experience for me. I was able to observe hundreds of people, ages 8 to 88, go through the adjustment to blindness process, embrace non-visual techniques, mm-hmm. and come to believe that blindness did not need to limit them from their dreams. And to watch those change lives every day going to work was really exciting.
Did you know about the National Federation of the Blind before that? Or?
I did. When Jordan was about 5 when we first found out that he was blind. Mm-hmm. And soon after that, I actually serendipitously came across the Kernel book, read the Kernel book, and it was full of new ideas about blindness to me. Mm-hmm. But it sort of seemed like maybe these were super blind people, mm-hmm. and far away, and I didn't quite know how to get my son there, but I wanted him to be there.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be one of those blind people. And I went to the school looking for experts instead of calling the National Federation of the Blind. Mm-hmm. And I think actually that's one of the biggest mistakes I ever made. But 2 years later, I did contact the National Federation of the Blind, and I received 2 copies of Future Reflections, mm-hmm. magazine for parents. And I read Ruby Riles' article, Is Your Child Age Appropriate? And I had to face the answer was no.
Yeah.
Jordan was not age appropriate. And Minnesota helped us get to the 1999 Atlanta Convention. And we often say we have a life before 1999 Convention, we have a life after.
Yeah.
Really changed everything for us. Jordan got his first cane, and I learned I didn't even know such a thing as a slate and stylus existed, and you know,
yeah.
And we hadn't gotten support for Braille, and everything changed from that experience.
Yeah, the conventions are always a transformational process, I think, for a lot of folks. Probably overwhelming as well.
It was. That first convention really was overwhelming.
Yeah.
Very emotional. I knew, you know, I knew that our life had changed. And it was just a lot to take in because you're not quite sure how, but, you know, your life has. But I knew that we both went leaving there knowing it was okay to be blind. It was going to be okay.
Yeah. It is, I think, a lot of times a long journey for parents, really for lots of people dealing with blindness. But here we are, it's 2008, and we have to say congratulations on being elected the new president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, which probably for you seems like quite a transformation for you as well as for Jordan. Can you talk about what the parents division has meant to you?
Sure. Well, I've always had a passion for children and justice, and when I was an at-home mother, I always did volunteer work in the community and with children and in my church, and the things that I felt at convention. I wanted to learn more, I wanted to give back. I've just kind of been that kind of person, wanted to be involved. Mm-hmm. And as the NFB empowered us, we got power to give back, to spread that out to other people. And so I'm really excited now about helping other parents get through the same things, the process of becoming empowered that we have gone through.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for me to reach other parents, and I always want to reach them, you know, really early as we possibly can. That's one thing I think almost all of us Federationists feel is, wish I would have met the Federation sooner.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. I tell people that all the time, and I think that's the one regret that is fairly common throughout the Federation. From your perspective now, as president of the organization and having benefited from it, I mean, do you feel like you can give back as much as you've received?
I'm sure going to try. I don't know. I'm sure going to try.
Yeah. It's really a trick question.
because
in my view, you really can't. You know, it's I know for me, and maybe you can speak to this, but as a member of the Federation, no matter how much I give back, I always get more from it than I give, no matter how hard I try.
That reminds me of a story that Dr. Maurer told once. He was in the elevator. I think it was his first convention with Dr. Jernigan. And Dr. Jernigan asked him if he was learning anything. Mm-hmm. I think the story goes, and Dr. Maurer said he was. And then Dr. Jernigan asked him if he was teaching anything. And Dr. Maurer said that he was. And then Dr. Jernigan asked him which he was doing more. And I think Dr. Maurer said he was learning more. And then Dr. Jernigan said, well, you're getting more than you're giving.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. The convention is the time when we have the gathering of the parents and the annual meeting of the parents. And now we've had the 25th anniversary. Which you have been part of the parents' division, but
very
not quite
exciting.
That long.
No.
So, what was your feeling? What spoke to you about the anniversary celebration at the convention?
Really, the depth and the broad range of members that have given to make this division a success. We really do. I really do find that NFB members embrace blind children as their spiritual children and want to understand that the future of our organization is dependent on having strong blind people to mm-hmm. to lead and imagine more for the generation after them. And if we don't ensure that they get a good education and have high expectations, and children can't be empowered if their parents aren't empowered.
Yeah.
And we created and gave out an award this year. It was the first time. We gave out 26 of them. We called it the Twig Bender Award, after our famous Colonel book, As the Twig is Bent, mm-hmm. So Goes the Tree, as Dr. Jernigan said. And we awarded it to 26 people who have given for almost the total 25 years, mm-hmm. some even before that. And that was really powerful to see. And many of them had given behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Nadine Jacobson comes to mind. Nadine has been there judging Braille Readers Are Leaders contests out of her home, and promoting Braille and doing a lot of behind the scenes work and working mm-hmm. hard for decades. So it was really fun to award someone like that. And
yeah, I guess with the parents, what comes to mind, maybe it's a little cliche now, but you know, it takes a village. And
yes.
I guess the nice thing about the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children is that it is an integral part of the National Federation of the Blind. And I think that's fairly unique.
It is unique.
Yeah.
Totally.
The organization, now that you're stepping into this role, and it's only a few weeks now, so we won't throw any real hard questions about the big vision yet, although I know you have a lot of great ideas. We were just talking beforehand. What is the first thing that you want to do in order to help move the Organization of Parents of Blind Children forward? You know, what's the one thing that really burns very strong for you as we absolutely have to do something about this right now?
It actually is to contact each state and strengthen or renew or develop the relationship between parents and blind NFB members in each state, mm-hmm. and how can I help each state find new parents? Because the resources that we have from our national office, the things that come out of our national office are second to none. But it really takes someone locally, mm-hmm. who can mentor a child, you know, go out and have pizza with that family, talk to them one-on-one, develop a relationship. I can't fly to every school district and attend every IEP meeting, but I can sure inspire an army out there to go do that.
Yeah.
And I just want every blind kid in the nation tomorrow to have a great
wonderful
mentor.
Yeah.
So nearby.
That's really wonderful, and I think sounds like you're going to be giving a whole lot. So I think you'll be getting a whole lot from it. That's
I
great.
Do.
And that's a great vision for our members and viewers to get a hold of and get behind, is building the Federation by building the parents' divisions in every state. If you don't mind, I'd like to actually change to a different subject, which is kind of what actually brings us together here today, which is our Junior Science Academy that's going on. This is the first year that we're doing an elementary school science program. We've talked a lot about our science programs on Straight Talk, and this program is unique because usually what we do is strive to separate the parents from the kids, and we just bring the kids out here. But this time for the elementary kids, we have the parents here as well, and you're here to be an integral part of that. Maybe you can talk about, just from the few hours that we've been at it, why is this important, and how do you think the parents are receiving it?
This is one of the most exciting things, and I've experienced a lot of exciting things in the last years in the Federation. But the power of this is awesome. And many of us are parents or we're kids, and you know, you go off to a camp and you can tell your parents what happened, but they don't really know. There's a lot of guesswork involved. Mm-hmm. Or you get the answer, you know, you ask your child, what did you do? I don't know, you know. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
You know, you don't get much of an answer.
Right.
And it's hard to convey to parents the effect that we have on them, our programs, and when they really get around other successful blind adults. And they're here witnessing it. Mm-hmm. They are getting it. And in addition to that, it's hard to convey the power of this center, to be in this building and to comprehend that this is a center completely imagined, financed, planned, and run by blind people, is really a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they can conceive, they begin to conceive that this does belong to them and how this can belong to their child.
Yeah.
And we're getting them a lot of great information. At convention, we try to get so many things in one day, and we were able to devote an entire afternoon to cane travel and instruction on it before that today. Mm-hmm. And I think we really reached people on a deeper level, had more time to answer questions. It's just been awesome in so many ways.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to work with the parents this afternoon on cane travel and getting them to explore and really analyze how are they empowering or not their blind child.
Right.
And what are the myths and misconceptions that they've been handed from others, and that's really great. The Science Academy actually has been part of what you've gotten from the Federation, and certainly Jordan has. Maybe you can talk a little bit about Jordan, and he was one of our students in our
yes.
Rocket On program. Well, he's been in all our programs.
Yes.
He's done the whole circuit.
He went to Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Rocket On.
He's done them all, and the Youth Slam as well.
Right.
So he's actually one of the few that I can think of that has done all three. There's only maybe two or three. So maybe you can talk about how our science initiatives, from a real parent perspective, practical, how it makes a difference to kids.
Each program increased his confidence and his interest in science, and that he could really not just be a data recorder on the side, but he could be involved out in the field. This could be a viable thing. He wasn't sure, and as he got older in school and took different types of science classes, his interest would kind of go there for a while. He mm-hmm. was, I remember after Rocket On, he was in a circuitry pod or something to do with circuitry, and so all of a sudden he was really interested in electric circuits for a while, and he actually participated in his high school science Olympiad and studied electric currents and circuits for a semester. And this year he's been interested in chemistry and studied chemistry and used some of the iLab equipment. And it's been just wonderful and given him ideas, the Blind Science website.
Yeah.
We've gone there, sent teachers there for ideas and resources. It's been really wonderful.
Excellent. So he's a good example of how the parents, as well as the students, benefit from our programs, because it sounds like you've been able to glean information and resources, even though you weren't necessarily here for each of the programs. So that's wonderful.
Right. Yeah.
The Junior Science Academy is our first attempt at getting at the elementary school kids, and as you said earlier, really getting at kids as young as possible, so they don't have that regret of not finding the Federation earlier. Is there anything else that you want to share about the programs of the Jernigan Institute, where we now publish Future Reflections and we have our parent outreach programs, or about the Federation and really, I guess, give us some straight talk about why parents of blind children should be part of the National Federation of the Blind?
I really believe that it's almost a national scandal, the education of blind children in America. And I think it's a systemic failure. And historically, people that have gotten progress have been the people who needed the progress. Mm-hmm. Freedom is never handed over. Progress is never handed over. Parents need to fight for the progress of their children. And blind people are fighting for their own progress. And hand in hand, I think we'll be unstoppable and really will get something accomplished the literacy rates for our children, many of the low expectations, and just misunderstanding still about blindness and how to integrate blind children into mainstream mm-hmm. public schools.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready. You got me ready.
Me too.
I'm going to throw this question at you. I didn't tell you I was going to, but earlier you talked about building the parents out there and extending yourself. I wonder if you would like to share some contact information so that if people want to get in touch with you, they can.
Sure. My email is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, dot G-I-L-M-E-R, my name, at gmail.com. And my phone number is 763-784-8590.
Excellent. Well, you're going to be flooded with calls and emails now, I'm sure, from parents and members all over the country who I think are as excited about some of the things that you've said today as I am. And this is really great. And it's really wonderful to have you here as part of our Junior Science Academy and certainly on Straight Talk. So I'd like to present you with one of our thank you mugs.
Oh, wow.
For being
cool.
A guest. And it has Braille on it, so to promote our Braille literacy campaign.
Absolutely.
But thank you for being with us, and thank you for your service as a member of the National Federation of the Blind and as a leader in our organization of Parents of Blind Children.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, that's it for this episode of Straight Talk, and for you and your families, I hope that you are enjoying your family reunions and summer vacations. And thanks for taking some cool moments to join us on Straight Talk.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314.